Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today's devotional comes from Isaiah chapter 66, verses 15 to 24. And this is actually the last 10 verses of the book of Isaiah, and so it'll be a very interesting read. I encourage you to actually open up your Bible app or your physical Bible and read along with me in Isaiah 66, 15 to 24. For behold, the Lord will come in fire, and his chariots like the whirlwind, to render his anger and fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire will the Lord enter into judgment, and by his sword with all flesh. And those slain by the Lord shall be many. Those who sanctify and purify themselves to go into the gardens, following one in the mist, eating pig's flesh and the abomination and mice, shall come to an end together, declares the Lord. For I know their works and their thoughts, and the time is coming to gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and shall see my glory, and I will set a sign among them. And from them I will send survivors to the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, who draw the bow, to Tubal and Javan, to the coastlands far away, that have not heard my fame or seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory among the nations, and they shall bring all your brothers from all the nations as an offering to the Lord, on horses and in chariots and in litters and on mules and on dromedaries to my holy mountain Jerusalem, says the Lord, just as the Israelites bring their grain offering in a clean vessel to the house of the Lord. And some of them also I will take for priests and Levites, says the Lord. For as the new heavens and the new earth that I make shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your offspring and your name remain. From new moon to new moon, and from Sabbath to Sabbath, all flesh shall come to worship before me, declares the Lord. And they shall go out and look on the dead bodies of the men who have rebelled against me. For their worm shall not die, their fire shall not be quenched, and they shall be an abhorrence to all flesh. Amen. What an interesting way to end the book of Isaiah. It literally ends with a prophetic pronouncement of God's impending judgment upon those who rebel against him and dwell in unrepentant sin. How are we to make sense of these last 10 verses, and more specifically with this very last verse in verse 24? Well, I think for those who are obedient to God and put their faith in him, this is a hopeful prophetic word that God's judgment will come. Justice will come. Vengeance is the Lord's. And in many ways, this is a hopeful word from the prophet Isaiah. For those who are disobedient to God and rebel against him, this is a horrifying warning of judgment. And I believe for us today, this is a humbling reminder to turn to the Lord today in the obedience of faith and in holy worship. When things come to an end, they will continue on forever, either in a state of recreation or corruption, either for eternal life or eternal suffering. You see, the first half of this passage focuses on the impending judgment of eternal suffering, and Isaiah paints a picture of people who are two-faced, people who are living a double life. The picture in verse 17 is of people who go into the garden to sanctify and purify themselves, and then they go elsewhere, defiling themselves by eating pig's flesh and the abomination and mice. These people will come to an end under the holy wrath of God. Have you ever lived a double life? Have you ever, in one instance, sang songs of worship and uttered prayers of confession and repentance, yet in another instance, immediately after that, turned back to habitual sin and rebelled against God? Let this passage today be a humbling reminder to turn back to the Lord and to take repentance seriously. For the day is coming when God's judgment of eternal suffering will fall upon the rebellious, unrepentant, two-faced, double-life people. The passage goes on to say that God will send messengers to nations and people groups who have not yet heard of the Lord's fame or have seen his glory. And In many ways, I actually think the Lord is doing that for with the church today. He is calling us to go to the nations and people groups, to go on His mission and to do missions so that others might come to know of the Lord's fame and to see His glory, to get a glimpse of it, to taste and see that He is God and that He is good. And it says that those who put their faith in the Lord, new brothers and sisters in Christ, they will remain and dwell in the new heaven and new earth, in the newness of all creation, where all flesh will come to worship before Him. And so we see this contrast between those who will receive eternal suffering and those who will receive eternal life in the new heaven and new earth. Here's the thing, though. All will see His glory. Everyone who is destined either for eternal suffering or eternal life, all will see His glory. Revelation tells us this as well. A great multitude, all nations, tribes, people groups, and languages, they will come together and see the glory of the Lord, and all will declare with the angels, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." And then eternity will follow. Eternal suffering for those who have lived in rebellion against God, or eternal life for those who have lived in the obedience of faith in God. Today, perhaps this is a familiar message. Perhaps maybe this is something you've heard before, and I kind of touched a little bit about on this yesterday in yesterday's devotional. But every day is a new day for us to live in the mercy of God. He gives us new mercies every morning because we need it. He gives us new mercies every morning because we are lost without it. We need His mercy and His grace to help us to remain in the presence of God, to live in holiness and a complete submission and devotion to Him. And so today I want to invite you once again in this new day to turn to the Lord in holy devotion and submission to His will. Will you turn to the Lord in holy devotion and submission to His will? I hope to do this each day, and I hope you will as well. And on that day when Christ returns, we shall not only see His glory in full, but I hope that you and I can enjoy the new paradise together, worshiping and rejoicing in Him. Let's put our faith in Christ again, today and forevermore. Let's pray. God, we thank You even for these last 10 verses in the book of Isaiah. Lord, I confess that it is not the most encouraging passage as it is the last few verses of the prophet Isaiah. But Lord, perhaps You are calling us to turn to You again today. Lord, I pray for any sins that we have not yet repented of. I pray, God, that You would help us by the power of Your Spirit to turn away from sin and to turn to You. Help us to take repentance seriously. Help us to know what it means to live in the fear of the Lord. Help us to know what it means to do that in a godly way, not in a worldly way. And I pray that You would show us what it looks like to live a life devoted to You, to Your teachings, not only in knowledge, but in our lifestyle. And so lead us, God, in Your mercy, in Your grace. We pray all these things in Your Son's name. Amen. Thank you for joining us in our devotional today. And I hope you'll join us again tomorrow as we take a look at Psalm chapter 73. Have a great day.